Our next game is about two people from history I would love to have dinner with, Pitbull and Mark Twain. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Jamal Solomon on buzzer number one. You're a performer and theater teacher. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Jamal, you've directed High School Musical, which is great, but not once, twice.
Correct.
Why of all the musicals, High School Musical?
Because it's iconic. I loved it. I loved it when it came on television. I've seen all three movies because we're all in this together.
We are all in this together. What is the song that you are always singing in your head from it?
We're all in this together.
That's it? Okay. I like that. Your opponent is Mark Ispass on buzzer number two. You're a transportation and urban planner. Welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Mark, as a transportation and urban planner, what is your goal for Orlando?
I would love to have a place where everyone can ride their bike and take the train everywhere.
Okay, so you want public transportation?
Absolutely.
You want bike lanes?
Yes.
What about walking?
We can share the bike lanes.
We can share the bike lanes. Okay, so no pedestrians. Got it, no pedestrians.
Very conscientious people.
Yeah, got it. Okay, remember, Jamal and Mark, win two games and you will be off to our final round. Let's go to your first game. So you're going to play this, that, or the other. We're going to read you a deep thought. You are going to tell me which of three sources it came from. Each one is either a lyric from a song performed by one of Florida's favorite poets, Mr. Worldwide, a.k.a. the rapper Pitbull, or a line from a nursery rhyme, or a quote from Mark Twain. We're going to alternate back and forth, so you don't need to ring in, and here we go. Jamal, ask for money and get advice. Ask for advice, get money twice.
Pitbull.
That is Pitbull, correct.
Mark, this is for you. If you have no daughters, give them to your sons.
We'll go Mark Twain.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Jamal, can you steal?
Pitbull.
It's also wrong. It is a nursery rhyme. It's from Hot Cross Buns. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Jamal, Brooklyn praise is half slander.
Twain.
That is Mark Twain, yes.
Mark, if you find a keeper, then you better keep her.
It's classic, so it must be Pitbull.
You are correct, it's Pitbull.
Jamal, now when you're up, and when you're down.
Nursery rhyme?
Yeah, that is a nursery rhyme. I thought maybe it was a nursery rhyme for young stockbrokers. I didn't really, what is that? But it's from a nursery rhyme called The Grand Old Duke of York.
Mark, point to the ceiling, point to the floor. Point to the window, point to the door. Think about it, man.
Deep. Pitbull.
I'm sorry, that is a good guess, but it is not Pitbull. Jamal?
Nursery rhyme.
Yeah, that's right. It's a nursery rhyme.
Do you know this nursery rhyme?
I have a small child.
So you know this?
No, I figured. It's something we would teach them.
It's called Wind the Bobbin Up.
There. Sewing.
Sewing, yeah. These are your last clues. Jamal, this one's for you. I'm giving it my all. Blood, sweat, and tears. Win, lose, or draw.
Twain?
Sorry, that is incorrect. Mark, can you steal?
Pitbull.
Yeah, that is Pitbull.
Mark, a circle is a round straight line with a hole in the middle.
I believe that is Twain.
It is Twain. You're correct. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
They both did pretty well. Congratulations, Jamal. You're one step closer to our final round.
If you have ever wondered if the Oxford comma could get into the London School of Economics, you should be a contestant on our show. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, we'll take rock and roll to a painfully literal level. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.